Hi and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast consists of audio blogs which have been published on our website. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? This blog was written by John Strobridge. They lost situation awareness. Pay more attention. How many times have you heard this phrase to explain why an adverse event occurred? Pick any online forum that discusses a diving incident and you'll be sure to see numerous comments describing the cause as a loss of situation awareness, accompanied by an unsolicited recommendation to pay more attention next time. The phrase loss of situation awareness has become overused, and in today's lexicon is often synonymous with assigning blame or suggesting someone was careless. These types of simplistic explanations often fail to capture the context of the situation and contributory factors that led to the incident. They also tend to highlight the contributor's misinterpretation of situation awareness and the luxury of hindsight. Using this phrase, loss of situation awareness, incorrectly may not seem consequential, but it comes at the expense of real learning. What is situation awareness? Situation awareness involves our individual ability to perceive the environment, comprehend the significance of the situation, and project what is going to happen next. We then use the information we've gathered to make a decision. A decision is executed and the process repeats itself. Number one, perception of data and elements of the environment. This refers to our ability to gather information using our available senses: vision, hearing, touch, taste, and smell. Number two, comprehension of the situation. This refers to our ability to take the information we've collected via our senses and couple it with our existing knowledge and experience. Number three, projection of future events. Using the information we gathered and our existing knowledge to project what the future may hold. Here are two diving examples of this process in action. As you enter the water and descend, you feel pressure building in your ears. As the pressure builds, experience from previous dives tells you that if you continue to descend, the pressure in your ears will continue to increase. Using this information, you make a decision to Valsalva, equalizing pressure in your ears. At depth in a dry suit, you hit your minimum gas and begin your ascent. You sense yourself rising quickly as the volume of gas in your wing and dry suit expands. You know from previous dives you must release gas from your wing and dry suit to control your ascent. You do just that and ascend to the surface in a controlled manner. How we lose situation awareness. Fixation on a single task. Think back to the first time you deployed a DSMB. Were you able to track your depth or the whereabouts of your diving partners at the same time? Failure to communicate effectively. When learning to dive, you were taught a number of hand signals to convey messages underwater. Initially unfamiliar with the signals, you signal you're okay by giving a thumbs up. Everyone in the team acknowledges the signal and begins moving to the surface. Failure to comply with accepted practices. Marking cylinders with the gas mixture is, should be, a standard practice across the dive industry, as it lets everyone in the group know what's in the cylinder. Imagine you're on a liverboard with a mix of recreational and technical divers. The rec divers are using AL80s with 21%, and the tech divers are using AL80s filled with 100% O2, but no one has marked their cylinders. How do you know for sure what's on your back before you enter the water? Other reasons include lack of required information, reaching mental capacity, disagreement between two sources of information, confusion or uncertainty, and failure to communicate effectively. It's important to note you don't know you've lost situation awareness until after you've already lost it. With the benefit of hindsight and full knowledge of the outcome, it's easy to see how an outside observer can claim they lost situation awareness, end of story. However, this so-called explanation is not particularly helpful when conducting a post-mortem analysis. When assessing how an event transpired, avoid asking, "Why did they do that?" Rather, you should ask, "How did it make sense for them to make that decision?" To truly learn from the event, move beyond simple explanations, demonstrate curiosity, and ask inquisitive questions. What was distracting the divers? How do we know the dive brief was clear and understood by all members of the team? How can we improve communication? How do we ensure we follow standard operating procedures, SOPs? Do we need a new SOP because this is a situation we haven't experienced before? How do we ensure we're not overly reliant on a single person to complete a task? How to improve situation awareness? Rehearsals, rehearsals, rehearsals. Conduct rehearsals on land before entering the water. Whether you're deploying a DSMB, running a reel, executing a gas switch, or manipulating your dive computer, practice on land to build muscle memory before attempting underwater. Briefings. Before entering the water, hold a dive brief with your team. Briefings set the tone and expectations for the dive, building the team's collective situation awareness. At The Human Diver, we recommend using the United Sea format. Debriefings. Regardless of how the dive went, a debrief should be completed. At a minimum, ask the team, what went well? Why did it go well? What will be improved? How to make the improvement? Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, the book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.